Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Oh, happy Friday. Guys, I just want to remind everyone it was a short week.
I know.
Everyone's face in the room seems like, whoa, like I just blew their minds on something. Like,
yeah.
I just told you the days of the week, but it was Labor Day week, guys. We had Monday off. It is one of those Fridays. I don't know if it's because football's back. We had an event last night at Ballpark Village. Yeah. We were out late last night. But it is one of those Fridays. And now that like you're kind of back into the swing of things and back to school, you're kind of like, whew, here we are. Okay.
I think today feels more like a Monday than anything.
Not feeling very Friday-like?
No. Yesterday was like Friday to the max.
It did feel like that because football is back. I know you were super excited about that. But we were at Ballpark Village. I was gonna be honest, super surprised. Great crowd.
Yeah.
People had a blast. People were hanging out, drinking, eating. And the watching and game experience at Ballpark Village was amazing for a Chiefs watch party.
Yeah, I must say, even I was watching parts of the game because the experience, like Brett said, was so amazing. There were screens everywhere. They would have like fun interactions in between the commercials.
DJ, spinning, yeah.
Yeah, it was really awesome, actually.
AB, you brought your sister and your best friend.
I did.
They have a good time?
Yeah, they had a great time.
See, it was an awesome event. Kevin, we know you go to bed at 7 o'clock and kick off at 7:40, I guess.
Yeah, so. I totally missed the entire game, and you came in and said the Chiefs won by a toe.
Yeah. So, we left at halftime, though, because, well, we
morning
got up
radio
early.
Vibes.
Yeah, morning radio. But, yeah. The game came down to the wire where the Ravens scored a touchdown. Well, didn't score a touchdown at the end of the game, and they called him out by a toe. And so it was like a controversial ending, and it probably everything the NFL wanted, came down to the last play of the game. A lot of big stars out there. Taylor Swift was in the building.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. She was.
They didn't
awesome.
Show her enough. In my opinion.
We'll talk about that in the 8:30 hashtag.
Because she's in this promo and people are mad about it. Dude, I will say this. I don't know about promos and Taylor Swift effect and all that stuff. And I don't know anything about fashion. But I saw what Taylor Swift was wearing and she stole the show. Like,
yeah.
She looked good.
She was an 11 out of 10 last night.
I know. I've seen so many people post 11 out of 10, 10 out of 10, no notes, just ridiculous. So
you can just put the picture out there with no caption.
Yeah, people will just get it. Yeah. You couldn't ask for a better day. Because not only do we have an awesome time at Ballpark Village, the Chiefs get the win, Taylor Swift's in the house, and football is back. And I cannot believe that was Thursday night.
Yeah, I know.
That's the weekend.
Right. Yeah. Another game tonight. Mizzou's back tomorrow.
That's true.
Notre Dame's back tomorrow. St. Louis City back tomorrow. And then the official kickoff of all the teams back on Sunday for football. Yeah, yep. Nuts.
I know you guys are locked in on the football, right, ladies?
Yeah. So wait, last night was the first NFL game for anybody?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was the Chiefs.
The season opener. Yeah. You kind of get that when you win a Super Bowl. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You're like, that's really cool that it was the Chiefs. Like, they are the Super Bowl champs the last 2 years. It should have been the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Well, yay.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A supermarket in New York got a batch of lobsters, which included an orange one. And this article describes it as pre-cooked, which I think is funny. It just means it's still alive. But apparently, orange lobsters are really rare. So rare that there are only 1 in 30 million lobsters that are orange. And so they decided to re-release it into the ocean.
Aww.
Yeah, who would want to eat the orange lobster who's 1 in 30 million?
I think they would chop him up and serve him bougie style. They can make an extra buck or two off of him. Yeah. So I'm glad
Elon Musk could eat this orange lobster.
You're right.
Right.
This is the going price, the market price.
Red lobsters are becoming kind of extinct, too. They're starting to close them down, and it's crazy.
Kev had to go there. The good news story.
Now I'm really sad.
All of a sudden, orange lobster is going to start popping up as a Guys, and it's a bougie restaurant. It's very fancy. Yeah. It's one of 30.
Damn. No free biscuits there.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account at togethercu.org.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals game time. It's the Cardinals and the Mariners. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is at 7:15 on our sister station, KMOX.
It's time for the CitySC Big Three with Joey Z.
We want to connect you to CitySC, so we bring on the voice of CitySC right here on Y98, Joey Z, and he gives three things that are happening with CitySC. Joey, what's your big three?
One. Number one, City won on Sunday. Final score of 2-1 over the LA Galaxy. Goals from Cedric Teuchert and Cello Hartle propelled City to a home victory over the Western Conference leading Galaxy. Hartle's game winner in the 68th minute sounded like this on the Odyssey app. And Y98. Bad pass, Galaxy reclaimed. Lubin attack back on City. Again in the chin.
In there.
Cross.
Yes!
Oh! Bring the Cello!
City leads!
Number two, what a special afternoon it was at City Park. Fans came out for our Kick Childhood Cancer match against the Galaxy, thanks to Siteman Cancer Center, Children's Hospital, and BJC Healthcare for all the support in raising awareness as we look to end the scourge of cancer. Together, we're making strides to give every child a chance to win their battle. Number three, St. Louis City against the New England Revolution. City will look to stay unbeaten in three straight as it battles former City defender Tim Parker and his new team, the Revs. Make sure you're with us Saturday at 6 o'clock for our pregame show on the Odyssey app and Y98 as City looks to stay in the Western Conference playoff race. This has been the STL City SC Big Three with me, Joey Z.
That was City SC's Big Three with Joey Z. Brought to you by Health Source Cairo. Get back to living pain-free with Dr. John at Health Source Cairo. Visit healthsourcecairo.com/Clayton.
The polls are open.
Moment of sincerity for just 2 seconds on the show. I know the Brett Megas show can be funny and silly at times, but for the poll, this might be the most important poll that you vote on this year. And I'm talking about November 5th, too. Like, this is bigger, guys, okay? And I want a serious answer. I think we've all heard at this point that I'm going camping this weekend. Do you think I'm going to survive? Yes or no? Is all I'm asking.
Okay, I'm going to answer this seriously.
Thank you.
And 100% confidently.
Thank you.
No. No.
What?
You're not. Brett, you just don't even know what you're getting into. I've gone camping 100 times.
That's
and
why
you
I feel
just...
good about it, actually. I went home and told my wife, Hannah goes camping. We got this.
True. I go with experts. When I first went, I was going with experts who knew how to do everything.
You think and I should bring Kevin because he keeps an axe with him
no,
at all
not
times?
Me. No, you need to bring my buddy
I just had
Doug,
to like
Roy.
Sit and watch the... like.
You got
to
bring Doug.
You've got to bring Doug and Julie Roy. They know how to camp. I actually was in correspondence with them yesterday about your episode here.
Kevin's really worried about it. He had to talk to Doug.
Hannah's bringing up experts. Doug and Julia Roy are worried about me.
They saved our trip to Santa Claus, Indiana, because they know how to camp.
So do you think I'm going to survive?
I think you'll survive. I don't think you'll ever camp again.
Oh, wow.
I think this is going to be maybe your biggest regret of the decade. I think it might end your family dynamic. Like, it's a terrible idea, Brett.
I think you'll make it out alive because you're too proud not to.
Like, you'll say it wasn't that bad.
Yes, exactly. You're going to be like, you know what, guys? This was so much fun, blah, blah, blah. That's You'll never do it again.
It was a bonding experience.
We lost Emerson in the woods, but other than that, everything's fine.
No confidence for me, huh, guys?
No.
Pull the people. I need the people to vote on this. Like, and then, can you Photoshop me with some camp stuff? Because I don't have, like, put some camp things around me because I don't have anything.
The RV, showcase is at the Family Arena this weekend.
Do you think they'll just rent me one and be like, hey, you're not really ready for a tent? Here's an RV.
Yeah.
I'm a glamper guy.
The polls are open.
Hannah's home.
right, Melissa, you versus Hannah at Hannah's Hope School. And where do you work at, Melissa?
A donut shop.
All right. We already gave Melissa a free point because we love donuts.
Yeah, so that, hey.
Exactly.
We figured if she beats Hannah, we get donuts. So get out of here, Hannah. Yeah, five pop culture questions. I'm going to ask Melissa, the donut queen, the same five questions as Hannah, who has not brought us donuts. So Hannah's going to leave the room so she can't hear any questions, okay?
Yep.
If you heard this yesterday, Michael Keaton was a big character on the show. Hannah didn't know much about him. What superhero did Michael Keaton play?
Batman.
Yes, and we told Anna yesterday, so let's see if she was paying attention. An international football game is being played, Eagles versus Packers, today. Where is it?
I don't know. I'm going to guess Miami.
Okay. Miami is an international football game. Melissa, we're going to let it slide. Okay. Name one of the cast members of Dancing with the Stars.
Ooh, I don't know. We're going to guess Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, okay. According to Billboard, this song was the song of the summer for 2024. What was the biggest song of the summer? Morgan Wallen and Post Malone.
Oh, you're just giving her some help.
Yeah, I had some help.
Yes, you did. You had a lot of help.
Yeah, yep, that's what I figured out. And then who was the co-host for Wheel of Fortune?
Donut.
Yes, 3 out of 5. You might have had some help, but I like donuts, so I'm cheering for you.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to bring in Hannah and see how she does.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back in the room. Our listener friend Melissa just got done answering five pop culture questions. And I have to be honest, Melissa works at a donut shop and has bribed us with donuts. So we're big.
Yeah.
We are big Melissa fans.
I've brought you guys donuts.
When?
Dunkin' Donuts, I've brought you.
When?
Months ago.
One time for kids that came into the studio and they ate them all.
Right.
Those kids just devoured every single donut. And also broke things in the studio.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a wild time, I guess. Well, remember when you did that for us, Hannah? So we're cheering for Melissa. Melissa, tell Hannah how many you got right.
3.
And did you have any help?
I had some help.
Now, why do you tell me that she got help when I don't get anything?
I helped her. I'll be honest. It was me, and I want donuts. All right. 3 out of 5. Let's see how you do. What superhero did Michael Keaton play? We asked you. We talked about this yesterday. Kevin told you the superhero.
He played Batman.
Hey!
Wow! Mm-hmm. Kevin, listened. The first woman to listen to
you. Guys, I listen all the time.
All right. An international football game is being played in Brazil. Eagles versus Packers.
I'm going to say Packers.
No, an international football game is being played. Eagles versus Packers. Where is it at?
England.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't do anything.
Hannah, you don't listen.
That was, thank you.
That was amazing.
I screwed up. It's in Brazil.
He just
Brazil.
Told you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You couldn't write that. Thank you, Hannah.
Why did I hear England?
I don't know, but I accidentally said the name.
Yeah. International football game is being played in Brazil. Where is it being played?
Where the hell did England. I get England?
Where did you get England? I have no idea. Name one of the cast members of Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars this year has...
You literally did this in the Hollywood hashtag. Just name one.
I get bad with last names. I'm going to say Joey... From The Bachelor.
Should we count that?
Yes.
She can't think of anyone else. She covered the story. She gave me Joey, the most generic American white boy name.
Joey?
And attest him to The Bachelor.
I'll say his partner's name even because I know it. Jenna Johnson he's partnered with. That counts.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really true? Is he really partnered
with
Jenna? I don't know who Jenna Johnson is. All right, I'll count it then. I'm like, you just gave me the whitest TV show in America with a white boy name, Joey. According to Billboard, this was the song of the summer for 2024.
It's Mip.
Look at that. Hannah sang it. And who is the co-host for Wheel of Fortune?
Vanna White.
Yes. Vanna White.
Nice
there
job.
You go. 4 out of 5. The only question you missed is the question I literally gave you the answer to.
That sounds about right.
Melissa, you got to say this is Melissa and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Melissa and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it. better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending on a Friday. Let's take a look at the internet right now. I'll take a look at all the trending stories and just start reading off some headlines for you. Hannah, either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. The biggest lies that destroy love.
Oh, what are they?
First one is the one that everyone does. I'm fine. I'm fine as a silent killer in relationships.
Really,
it's
a
often,
destroyer?
Yeah, it's often used to avoid confrontation or maintain peace, but it creates a separation between partners. We're not really having those conversations. Another one, kind of similar deal. It's no big deal. Minimizing your partner's feelings, actions. Just say, no, it's no big deal, even though it's small, could actually be a big thing.
So basically being passive-aggressive.
Passive-aggressive. Number three, I can change them. The belief that you can change your partner is a dangerous lie that sets both people up for disappointment. And then number four, we don't need to talk about that. Oh, you just excuse, brush it off. We'll communicate about it later. Stop brushing it off. Those big fights keep coming back over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's something I could never do.
A majority of dog parents say this.
What? What do we say to our little babies?
They love them. According to a study, 7 in 10 dog parents care more about their pet's health than their own happiness.
Whoa.
43% admitted they wouldn't feed their dog anything they wouldn't eat themselves. If that's A, B, she didn't anything. So
I can't say that because I would literally never eat dog food.
No, they won't feed dog food. They only feed them steak
food,
and chicken. And
they eat better.
Rice, they eat better.
It's Purina for me and bear.
And when it comes to their own health, 73% doggy parents prioritize their dog's exercise more than their own.
Absolutely not. Sorry, no.
All right, well, you're not as big as a dog mom as we thought you are.
In my heart, I am. But I'm going on the stair stepper.
Let's go. Are these the 50th best breakfast cereals of all time?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch better be high on that list.
Number one, obviously.
There you go.
Fruit Loops was 5. Honey Nut Cheerios 2. Cinnamon Toast Crunch
is
number 1.
Is Honeycomb on that list?
Honeycombs was not in the top 5, but
Kevin,
make
get
the
over
top
your
50.
Damn Honeycombs.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. Picked it up the other day. Awesome.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
The Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. See if you can get this one, guys. If you live to 73, you will do this about 80,000 times.
80,000 times?
Yep.
I'm going to say take a nap.
Take 80,000 naps if you live to 73.
It's probably
Kevin,
true.
I said... I don't know. My head immediately said, go to the bathroom.
All right.
Think you'll go number one. That does not, I don't know that it's a lot though. So but yeah.
You didn't crunch the numbers you felt
I
like?
I didn't crunch the numbers I
yeah,
felt
I
like,
didn't
so I don't
crunch
think it's
the
right.
Numbers either.
Yeah, I didn't think this was a number crunching team.
I'm thinking maybe take a shower.
Take a shower. Okay. If you live to 73, you're going to do this about 80,000 times. That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if anyone got the answer to the Megamind question of the day correct. If you live to 73, you'll do this about 80,000 times.
We have answers all over the place from the text line. Thurman says kiss.
80,000 kisses.
That's crazy. Celine says haircuts because you get 3 or 4 of them a year. I don't know that calculates. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete say going to the bathroom. Teacher Suzanne says saying I love you. Jen says yawning. April says sneezing. Gretchen says eating. Abby says blinking. Lulu Bug says farting.
No one got it.
What?
Hello. 80,000 hellos. If you live to 73,
really?
You'll do about 80,000 hellos. You might not always know their name or make sort of connection with, but you'll say hi to somebody 80,000 times in your lifetime if you live to 73.
Jeez.
So you've met about 80,000 different people if you think about it or said greeted them.
Or you just say hi to the same person.
Hello!
Yeah, or you do the whole hello.
Mega Minds.
We're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. And I just wanted to say thank you for a second for the people that listen to the show every single day and are part of our listener family. We get ratings back on a monthly basis. And sometimes ratings can be hard, but we got really great ratings here in St. Louis. The show is on in Kansas City and it's ratings highs they've had in years. And it's because you're part of our listener family every single day. And we have grown with rating success because you are a big part of the show and we feel so comfortable talking to you guys about everything and anything on the show, including some of those like rules that like, hey, like, you know, the corporate suit guys who give us the ratings and they say, oh, great job on the ratings, but don't do this. Say, avoid politics and avoid religion. But sometimes those things are just things that are happening in our lives. And we always say that. We talk about things that are happening in our lives. And something that's extremely important in AB's life is her religion and her spirituality. And AB does something that I think is so brave, or it started off as so brave, is she is part of this really big Bible study. But I just love the story of how it started, AB.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So tell everyone about the Bible study and how you got involved in this Bible study.
So I was randomly scrolling on Instagram one day and I came across this video and it was like a group of a bunch of young adults in this Bible study together. And it looked like this huge group and it was like POV. You finally found like the young adult Christian community you've been looking for in St. Louis. And I was like, St. Louis, what the heck is this? And the video had gone pretty viral. It had like 100,000 views or something like that. So I started just stalking their page and I didn't realize there's a Christian coffee shop, like literally 5 minutes from work. It's 5 minutes from here, called Omen Coffee. And they do this Bible study every other Tuesday. And I was like, this looks really cool. I feel like I've been looking for something like this. So I decided to go. And originally, my best friend Elizabeth was supposed to come with me. And then like a week before, she was like, oh, shoot, I forgot I can't go. So then I was like, oh, I guess I won't go either. And then it was the day before. And I was like, you know what? I really feel like I need to go. So I went by myself.
I think that's so brave.
I was really nervous. I was really nervous. Like more so like I got there early to make sure I knew where it was. And then I waited in my car until I saw somebody else go in so that I'd know where to go. And I wouldn't look like the idiot that like doesn't know where they're going. And it was so cool. They said the week before there was only like 60 people or something. And then the week I went, there was 110 people.
That is so crazy. Yeah.
And it was like all people my age, which I feel like I've just never been in a room like that, where it's like all people my age who believe what I believe. And I think I took like 3 pages of notes. Like it was so cool.
So, oh, wow.
So that's what is awesome. It like? So they just talk about like God and religion. Does someone lead it? And what are you taking notes on?
There's a couple that leads it that's in like their late 20s. They've been married for 4 years and they kind of like go back and forth about whatever they're teaching that day. And then the first time I went, actually, because they didn't realize there was going to be that many people. There was people like sitting on the ground. They didn't even have enough chairs. They had to order more chairs for the next week and stuff.
Wow.
But, and that has happened. I've gone since. That has happened every single time.
How many people do you think there is?
Was almost 200.
Wow.
Last time I went.
Crazy.
Yeah. But so this couple will get up and kind of lead it. And the first time I went, they'd just be like, if you have something to say, just like stand up and say it. So
did
the
you
whole
talk?
Time, did I
you?
Did not talk. Okay. No. I was
That's
way
so
too
funny.
Nervous
AB
too.
Talks on the radio right. and then it's like, I am not talking
to public.
Probably
more intimidating to walk into a room with 200 people. You don't know a single person there. You don't know where you are.
I think most people would not do that stuff like alone. And then so,
So people would just kind of stand up and like say their thoughts on it or something they've gone through and whatever. Since then, since there are so many people, they'll split up into smaller groups now at the end. And I have talked in those smaller groups.
That's
but
good.
I've
oh,
not
that's good.
Stood up in front of all 200 Woo! People yet. But I just feel like...
You know you talk to more than two... There's Well, maybe yeah. there's... I, well, we don't know what
I don't like to think sure. about it.
Yeah, there might be only 10 people that listen to this show, but wow.
But what
so
else
cool.
is so cool is it's like 50-50 guys and girls. Which is really, I've only been in Bible studies with like all girls.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't.
So
interesting.
That's been really cool. And it's also hard just like in life to not feel like I'm on an island of my own where I'm like, oh, I'm the only Christian here. Like that's just like always been weird to me. But I feel like it gave me a lot of hope. Like there are people out there like me. And like these people are so passionate about their faith and teaching it. And it's just like a lot to learn from.
I think there's like, it's just hard to be open. Like I wasn't joking. Like they really do say, like you stay away from things that people are passionate about because you can't win them. Mm-hmm. But I just think if something's important to you, and so sometimes you're scared because people just don't talk about spirituality, they don't talk about religion.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like that's a good thing. Like, we don't need, like, sometimes I'm like, man, everywhere I go, someone has something to say politically. I'm like, y'all, we need to dial it back. And sometimes, like, we're like, well, no, we should, if you believe in something, whether it's political or religion or whatever it is, you should be able to be who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, we should all be free. And there should be a judgment-free zone. If you don't believe, like, what AB believes, you should be able to believe that, too, by the way. I just feel like that never happens, where you feel like you can just actually be yourself, because social media creates this version of whatever we're supposed to be, and then we all think we have to be that, but you could be whatever you want to be, and that's what's really cool.
Yeah, so shout out Omen Coffee Shop.
Glad you found that.
Yeah, that's cool, and I think that's so brave for you to do it all by yourself.
Thank
at least
you.
In, especially in the beginning, and
especially because it's called Omen. Like, yeah. That's like, you know, Damien, are you leading the Bible study tonight, Damien? Spooky.
I know this has been an interesting hard week for Hannah. We'll share why, because again, we share everything with you in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. Has anyone out there ever been in the same situation as Hannah, where you feel conflicted after the passing of a loved one? Like, should I go to the funeral? We had a checkered relationship. Do I feel grieved? Do I feel like upset? What are these emotions that I'm going through? Has anyone else been out there? Because I think sometimes when you go through that, you start to judge yourself, and maybe Hannah could feel alone. So I don't know if anyone out there can relate. 314-531-9898. If you've ever had a passing of a loved one where you felt conflicted, because that happened to you this week, Hannah.
Yes. So this week, I had a grandparent pass away, and it's a little confusing because we kind of have a checkered past. I never thought he was a bad person or anything. We just never were close. I come from a divorced family, and so I just never really was close with him because he was on my dad's side of the family, who I'm not close with, I don't speak to. So I learned he passed away, and I've just been in this state of confusion because I don't know how to feel. I'm not sure if I feel like more sad or more uncomfortable. And then the whole dilemma came up of his funeral. It was on Thursday, yesterday, and I didn't know if I should go because him and I didn't really have a relationship. So I'm like, do I sit in a pew and take up a space for someone that he could have been closer with? I'm like really grieving for my sisters and my brother who had a closer relationship.
They had a relationship, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just didn't, but they did, and that's okay. But I'm hurting more for them than I am for myself. So I didn't know, okay, well, should I go to the funeral to support them?
Did they go?
They did.
And you didn't?
What
was your final decision?
I did not go. I don't regret my decision of not going. I just knew, I was really conflicted because I knew it was permanent. It's not like I could change my mind on it. It was like, yeah, you're either going right now or you're not going. And I chose not to
go. It's not like you have a second funeral, you
know? Right. Right. Yeah. So I've just been in the weirdest headspace. When it comes to funerals, there's so much stress and emotion and stuff like that that goes into it. And I really felt lost and confused because I didn't really know how to grieve with the loss of a family member I wasn't close with. And yeah, it was a tough week.
I'm sure someone out there has gone through a similar situation where you just feel like, I'm supposed to have a relationship with this person. Right. They're my grandparent, right? Like my grandpa. But like, he didn't really act like a grandpa to me. Like I didn't have that relationship, or an aunt or an uncle. Someone's got to have that. But like, just by way of life, and when someone's your family, you feel like, okay, well, they're my family, so I got to be there. I got to pay my respects.
Yeah, or the other opposite side of that. I know it happens when you're very, very close to somebody and you're like, I can't handle the funeral.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
If I go, it's actually going to be worse for me to be there to say my goodbyes.
Like,
I mean,
have you ever skipped one for that, Kevin? Like where you just felt like it was too hard for you to go?
Yes, I actually have. And I think back to when I had lost a friend in a car accident that I was a part of when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah, you
and
told
then
that story.
Sadly, about a year later, one of my parents' good friend's son died in a car accident. And I told them, I said, I can't go. I cannot bring myself to go to this because of the grief I still have for my friend, and then losing another friend, I just can't be there. It's just too much for me.
Yeah, basically, I feel like what I boiled down my decision to was, my relationship with the person who passed, I needed to focus on and not focus on, okay, how are my siblings feeling for their relationship with him? Hmm. Like, I just had to think, okay, with my relationship and the grievance I'm feeling, I'm not going.
Can anyone relate to this? 314-531-9898. Something happened, and it just left you with conflicting feelings. Well, I want to talk to you on Y98. Some real conversations this morning on the Brett Mega Show. If you've ever been in the situation where there's a passing of somebody, maybe a loved one or someone, a close friend or family, but then you guys had an estranged relationship towards the end, and you're like, what am I supposed to do in this situation? And you have those mixed feelings when it comes to grief or anger or confusion. 314-531-9898. I think Hannah's kind of struggling with some of those because her grandpa passed away this week, and it's a grandpa that she didn't have a big relationship with because on her, you know, her biological dad's side, who she didn't have the, she didn't have a relationship with at all. And so she was like, I'm not going to go to the funeral. And it's created a lot of complex emotions for, and so thank you so many people that have called in because they've gone through these situations. Like, Paul, you're going through this right now.
Yeah, with my aunt. We're very estranged. She's on hospice, so it's any time now. My brother and sister are very close with her, and they're pressuring me to go down. And I'm like, I have no reason to.
Mm.
You lied to me the first time and told me she was on hospice and she rushed down, and you were lying about it.
Mm.
So it creates a real complex.
Lied about it.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, she's on hospice now for real, but I don't have a relationship with that side of the family. My brother and sister do, so I'm kind of in the same situation as Hannah.
Yeah.
Hannah, don't feel guilty about not going. You can comfort your brother and sister not at the funeral, you know? You can comfort them afterwards.
Yeah, that's exactly...
Which is what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah, Paul, I'm sorry that you have to go through the same thing. It truly is a hard position to be in. But I agree with you that I can mourn with my siblings, not in a funeral home.
Thank you so much for the call, exactly. Paul, and I'm sorry you're going through that same situation. Now, Samantha, you felt like a little bit different. You felt like, you know, at this point you could just pay your respects and then move forward?
Yeah, so, and it's nothing against Hannah, but growing up, like, my mom always taught us, you need to go and pay your respects. Like, even if it was a friend's mom, or if you knew them at any point of your life, you should go and pay your respects.
You know, it's so interesting that family teachings also help, because, like, my dad has this saying, and so it's, I've been desensitized to funerals and stuff like that. My dad always repeats, life is for the living. And so I think my dad literally doesn't want, like, a funeral. My dad would, like, just want us to throw his body in the ocean and just keep moving forward in life. It is crazy, but he really does. He always says, like, life is for the living. And so I almost, like, I understand that you have to go pay your respects, but almost in Hannah's situation, her role now is to be there for her sisters than anyone else, right? Like, that's who it's for.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
I actually lost my cousin 3 weeks ago. She was 39 years old.
I'm so sorry.
I did not talk to that part of the family. I haven't for almost 40 years since I got remarried. So I had a lot of anxiety going in.
Yeah.
And my ex-husband, we were married for 16 years. And I was very upset that he didn't come and pay his respects because he knew her. She was the kindest and sweetest person.
Interesting. So, you know what's interesting about, you were saying you lost your cousin and weren't talking to them, and maybe that starts those conversations. I had a friend who didn't, I asked him to stand up at my wedding, and then he, like, backed out at the last second. And so we just stopped talking. He was, like, one of my closest friends. And then, like, at my mom's funeral, he showed up, and it rekindled our friendship and having those conversations. Yeah. So some of those type of things do happen, Samantha. So hopefully it kind of can rekindle and fix whatever needs to be fixed, or at least have those conversations. Sometimes those things happen at those, you know, those tough situations.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you for calling in.
Man, this is really deep, hard, interesting conversations. Janice, you felt conflicted when your boss passed away, if you should go or not.
Yes, I had worked for him for 19 years, and I felt like I needed to be there just because of his family, but I feel like a funeral is a personal thing for everyone, and I did not want to go, not because I was estranged from him, but I did not want to see him that way.
Yeah,
kind of like Kevin was saying, too.
Yeah, I totally understand that. It's one of those things where you're like, you know, I want to remember you the way you were, not this moment.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally get it. I've had funerals in the past where I have not wanted to go because I have been estranged from my family members. And even though some of the other family members might be upset with you just because, like the last caller said, you're supposed to go and pay your respects, I think it's personal for every person. And as long as you're okay with it and your mm-hmm. own mind and your heart, you do what's best for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your call. Mm-hmm. I think, grieving is different for everybody. Yeah. It's so complex.
Yeah, great conversation this morning. Yeah. Just so you guys know, at my funeral, though, I'm going to be watching and keeping tabs on who shows up and doesn't show up. So y'all better be there, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Lady Gaga opened up about her latest adventure that her fiance encouraged her to do. I'll tell you what it is in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood.
Lady Gaga has some really big news. She has announced that her brand new pop album will be released in February. So we don't know for sure the title, but we did see the cover art and it shows LG7.
Yeah.
So Lady Gaga 7, I would imagine. And so that album is going to be released in February, but we do get a little preview because her first single is set to drop in October, which I'm super excited about as well. This will be her first album since Chromatic, which dropped in May of 2020. So we got a little break from Gaga, but she's back. She also just did her little single with Bruno Mars. So we got a little tease of her there. I'm a huge Gaga fan, so I'm really, really excited for this. And a lot has changed for Gaga since her Chromatic album. And in a recent interview, she opened up about how she's feeling just so happy and healthy these days, unlike how she was during her last album drop. She said, "That album was about an entirely horrible time for me with my mental health. I was in a really dark place. I struggled for many years before that." And she says, "I've changed, like, a lot. I feel like this new album in a lot of ways is about that time, but from a place of happiness instead of misery. And now Michael and I are really excited to organize our lives and our marriage and create in our creative output as a couple." So Michael is her fiance, and she owes him so much credit for this album. She says that he's really the reason she got encouraged to write it. And once again, this album is going to be kind of a reflection on her past, but in a different mindset and lens.
You know, that was the question I had. And when I read what she had described the album as is what kind of Gaga version are we going to get? We've got this Bad Romance, Born This Way, which is this pop rock kind of version. We've gotten Stripped Down Gaga. We've gotten Tony Bennett Gaga. She's so versatile. What kind of music will we get from Lady Gaga? I feel like it sounds like we're going to get a very pop, radio driven. We're going to get some Gaga hits, and we're going to get some songs that we can all relate to, but in a Lady Gaga way, which I think is awesome.
Right. A relatable pop hit. Yeah. I think it's going to do good. Everybody loves Gaga. Cannot wait for this brand new album that we don't know the name of yet. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
By now, you might have heard I'm going camping this weekend. we are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and everyone on the show is concerned about me, and I don't know why. They're all don't do it. Everyone has listeners have called in. The people who listen to the show are like, Brett, you're not going to make it back. So Monday, who's taking over, guys?
Because
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, it's hard. It's hard enough to go camping, by yourself or with a significant other, with friends. You're taking two little kids.
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. We're going to go camping this weekend.
Mm. Two kids who love structure.
They do love structure. Yeah. That'd be real interesting. Yeah, my son's already where's the, are we bringing the sound machine or what?
No. A different type of white noise. Yeah. Will be.
Yep.
So the Hannah, Kevin, and AB have 3 questions for me to prove that I'm ready. So, guys, I know a lot about outdoors. No, you guys don't believe me, but go ahead, fire away whenever you're ready.
Okay, we're starting off with an easy one.
Okay, duh. All of them would be easy for me.
What type of knot is most useful when pitching a tent?
A mega knot. It's my last name. They named the damn knot after me.
Yeah, right.
Wrong. It is a taut line knot.
Yeah, that's the same thing. People call it taut line or mega knot. It's like a common thing.
Is it? My bad.
You wouldn't know it as a non-camper, but people have named the knot after me. It's we only talk about it outdoors, and since we're in the building right now, we're in a current building.
Sorry, I feel horrible. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's see if your camping expertise can answer this question.
Well, one for one.
What is the best way to dispose of human waste at a campsite?
You just poop in the woods, bro. Like, what are you
and if you poop in the woods, how do you get rid of that?
You put trees over it, and then you run.
You plant a tree over it?
No, you like put some leaves, you know? You like put some leaves over the top.
A little bit of coverage.
Yeah, coverage. You cover it.
You should find a remote spot at least 70 big steps away from water and other campers.
Some people need to go farther than 70.
Probably.
You fill in the hole after you put waste in it.
That's what I meant. Fill in the hole, put some leaves over the top.
I would almost give him that point.
You would almost give him.
That's what's great is you fill over the hole and then someone steps in it and like falls down and like
twists. And poop.
Yeah, twist their ankle and land in poop. It's like a sabotage too for people that are coming after you, because when I camp, people are after me. Why are you guys like, seriously, like I've had a camp a few times, you know, like out there for survival.
Because you're on the run.
I'm on the run.
I've been
on the run a few times, guys.
Brett's in his fugitive era.
Right.
All right. Next camping question. Of course, I have to ask you about bears. What do you do if you spot a wild bear?
Dude, it's like.
Think carefully.
So if you've ever seen. Like where they like the Lindsay Lohan movie, you double hit the sticks away from bears. So when you double click the sticks,
the parent trap.
Yeah, like in the Parent Trap, you double click the sticks together, and that keeps bears away.
No.
Yes, it's in Parent Trap. Lindsay Lohan knows everything.
I'm pretty sure that was for mosquitoes, not bears. And
the older Parent Trap, they do it. I don't know.
You identify yourself by slowly waving your arms so it knows you're not prey. Give it a little warning. And no matter what, do not run. They don't like running.
If I see a freaking bear, I'm running. I'm doing that stick thing and throwing the stick at
that
bear.
You're going to be running while hitting the stick.
So I passed. I nailed it. You guys feel good about me?
I lost even more faith. I had no faith, but I have negative faith now in you.
Well, great. So is that it?
No. We've got some extra questions for you.
You have an extra?
Some visual aids to help you as you camp this weekend.
And if you get these wrong, your whole family could die.
Oh, great.
Camping. Let's go camping. Do you want to go camping? Can't wait to go camping. Even if you hate camping, you still gotta go camping.
By now, you might have heard I'm going camping this weekend. we are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and everyone on the show is concerned about me, and I don't know why. They're all like, don't do it. Everyone has listeners have called in. The people who listen to the show are like, Brett, you're not going to make it back. So Monday, who's taking over, guys?
Cause I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard. It's hard enough to go camping, like, you know, by yourself or with a significant other, with friends. You're taking two little kids.
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and we're going to go camping this weekend. Mm.
Two kids who love structure.
They do love structures. Yeah. That'd be real interesting. Yeah, my son's already like, are we bringing the sound machine or what?
No. A different type of white noise will be.
Yep.
So the Hannah, Kevin, and AB have three questions for me to prove that I'm ready. So, guys, I know a lot about outdoors. No, you guys don't believe me, but go ahead. Fire away whenever you're ready.
Okay. We're starting off with an easy one.
Okay, duh. All of them would be easy for me.
What type of knot is most useful when pitching a tent?
A mega knot. It's my last name. They named the damn knot after me.
Yeah, right.
Wrong. It is a taut line knot.
Yeah, that's the same thing. People call it taut line or mega knot. It's like a common thing.
Is it? My bad.
You wouldn't know it as a non-camper, but people have named the knot after me. It's we only talk about it outdoors, and since we're in the building right now, we're in a current building.
Sorry, I feel horrible. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's see if your camping expertise can answer this question.
Well, one for one.
What is the best way to dispose of human waste at a campsite.
You just poop in the woods, bro. Like, what
yeah, well, how, and if you poop in the woods, how do you get rid of that?
You put trees over it, and then you run.
You plant a tree over
no,
it?
No, you like put some leaves, you know? You like put some leaves over
a
the top.
A little bit of right. coverage.
Yeah, all coverage. Right. You cover it.
You should find a remote spot at least 70 big steps away from water and other campers.
Some people need to go farther than 70.
Probably.
You fill in, fill in the hole after you put waste in it.
That's what I meant. Fill in the hole, put some leaves over the top.
I would almost give him that point.
You would
and
almost give him.
That's what's great is you fill over the hole and then someone steps in it and like falls down and like
and poop.
Yeah, twist their ankle and land in poop. It's like a sabotage too for people that are coming after you because when I camp, people are after me. Why are you guys like, uh-huh. yeah, like yeah. seriously, but like I've had to camp a few times, you know, like out there for survival.
Because you're on the run.
I'm on the run.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've been
okay.
on the run a few times, guys.
Brett's in his fugitive era.
Right.
All right. Next camping question. Of course, I have to ask you about bears. What do you do if you spot a wild bear?
Dude, it's like.
Think carefully.
So if you've ever seen, like where they, like the Lindsay Lohan movie, you double hit the like sticks away from bears. So when you double click the sticks.
The Parent Trap.
The Parent Trap, yeah. Like in the Parent Trap, you double click the sticks together and that keeps bears away.
No.
No.
Yes, it's in Parent Trap. Lindsay Lohan knows everything.
I'm pretty sure that was for mosquitoes, not bears. And
then the older Parent Trap, they do it. I don't know.
You identify yourself by slowly waving your arms so it knows you're not prey. Give it a little warning. And no matter what, do not run. They don't like running.
Right. If I see a freaking bear, I'm running. I'm doing that stick thing and throwing the stick at
you're
that bear.
You're
going to
be running while hitting the stick.
So I passed. I nailed it. You guys feel good about me?
I lost even more faith. Yeah. I had no faith, but I have negative faith now in you.
Well, great. So is that it?
No. We've got some extra questions for you.
You have an extra?
Some visual aids to help you as you camp this weekend.
And if you get these wrong, your whole family could die.
Oh, great.
Camping, let's go camping. Do you want to go camping? Yeah, when you go camping, even if you hate camping, you still got to go camping.
Guys, I'm going to survive. I'm going camping this weekend, and everyone thinks I'm not going to survive. You don't think I'm outdoorsman? I think people look at me, and they think, man, where does that guy get his flannel shirts from? That's what they say. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy is, like, basically Bear Grylls. And so they've had a series of questions for me, which I clearly aced about camping. And now they have a series of visuals. Did you consult your camping experts, Doug and Julie?
The Roy family?
The Roy family.
Yeah, actually, Kevin? I did. You know, and we were going to try to have you build a fire in the studio, but...
You want me to? I can do
it. We honestly really wanted to get a campfire in here, but nobody had flint.
Yep.
I don't need flint. I'll just whip it up right now. Just boom. All of a sudden, fire will just be going.
All right.
Like Tom Hanks.
Show in your talents, I guess.
Castaway. Yeah. Like, look, me and Wilson, I have made fire. All right, so what kind of visuals you got for me
here? So go ahead and pick up these pieces of paper.
Okay.
We have got some pictures of some berries and some nuts.
Okay. Thanks for sending me a bunch of pictures of people's nuts.
And you're going to tell me on that first one, A or B, go ahead and describe them. Which one do you think is poisonous and which one will kill you?
A looks like it's a red berry of some sort. And it kind of looks like a olive. And then it's like a smaller orange tomato, like a small baby tomato, but it's an orange color. And it is very obvious that it's A, the olive, because olives are disgusting.
That's going to kill you?
Yeah, duh.
You're right. Hey! That one's going to go ahead and give you seizures.
Yeah, seizures. Exactly what I knew. Boom.
Yep. That one's called a yewberry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Everyone knows that, Hannah. Duh.
All right, Brett, in front of you now, you have two pictures of several nuts.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right.
Immaturely, chuckle.
Okay. Which of those photos, which of those nuts are safe for you to eat?
So A looks like a small nut, and then it's like there's like an acorn around it. And then B almost looks like an almond. And almonds also are disgusting and have no purpose. They are the driest nut in the entire world. So B would probably make my mouth dry And then I would just need some kind of water of some sort, and it looks terrible, so no one would eat those nuts. Bee nuts.
So you would not eat bee?
Not bee.
Oh, wow. You are correct. And by the way, bee are not almonds. A, those are the almonds.
Yeah, those are disgusting too.
Bee are Brazil nuts. If you eat them, you could have kidney failure and die.
Duh.
Worse than thirst is what you were thinking.
Right.
All right, last one. You have two pictures of berries. Which one do you think is poisonous?
They look kind of similar. So A looks like a small little blueberry, and then B looks almost like, I would almost describe it as like a grape. Looks like a purple grape of some sort. Mm-hmm. B.
Okay, you chose ivy berries. The other one was pokeweed. Are you confident?
Yes.
After hearing the names? Well, both will kill you.
I almost said you guys were going to try to trick me.
The one that you picked causes nausea, vomiting, and death. And pokeweed, the one that looks like a little blueberry, contains toxic compounds in the roots, leaves, and stems, and 1,000% will kill
you. Guys, I knew that. I almost said that, but I didn't think you guys were clever enough to do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. You know what? A true camper would have known.
Yeah.
Talk to you on Monday. It's going to be great. I'm going camping. I'm going to survive. Wait till you guys see me just living in nature, okay? Follow me on Instagram.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. All right, guys. I want to know, has anyone had to ever schedule intimacy before? 314-531-9898. If you've ever had to schedule intimacy with your partner, whether you're too busy, you're parenting, you're just juggling so much, and you feel like your relationship's going to the wayside, you're like, we just have to have a conversation about...
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me.
Let's talk about it. Sometimes you just gotta have a conversation about it. So, my wife and I had a conversation last week about scheduling intimacy. It's something we never have done before. But I felt like, one, we just realized it's been a while.
Yeah.
Sucks, guys. Been a while. But I feel like that happens for parents. Like, we have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and putting time together for intimacy or sex or just connecting and a relationship, I feel like it goes to the wayside. Like, I literally sometimes I put my son down to bed, and I'll get out of putting him down, and I feel like I've ran a marathon. I'm like, I'm in pain. Like, I'm sore. I'm like,
my joints hurt.
Yeah, my whole body. I'm like, what have I been through? And I'm just trying to gas up. I have no gas left in the tank. I think we're both just running on empty. And I'm like, there's just no time for us anymore. And so we talked about actually scheduling intimacy for the first time and putting it on the calendar. Like, I felt like, but I felt weird about it. I was like, tonight or this day on this calendar, we're going to have sex. Like, that seems weird, right? 314-531-9898. Am I weird? Is that weird?
No, not at all.
Thank God, Kevin. No, I mean, this guy's a sex machine. Yeah. He's got my back.
We joked, though, a couple months back about our, getting a hotel room.
Yeah.
And you knew what that meant for my wife and I, because that's how we have to schedule it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not on the calendar per se, but you kind of find the opportunities. And when you know it's coming up, hopefully nothing ruins that moment, because otherwise you got to wait another month or so for it to happen again.
Wow.
Honestly, that's something that kind of kept happening. Like, we would have like these days where, like, we'd both be giving each other the look like, oh man, something's going to go down tonight. And then like, if my son wouldn't go down or the baby would have a tough time, like something would always ruin it. And so one of the things we talked about, like, maybe we just say, no, nothing can ruin it tonight. Put it on the calendar. And that felt weird. I don't know if anyone else does this. And is it good thing or a bad thing? Does it help your relationship?
I'm not going to lie, Brett. When you told me about this, I thought you were crazy. I was like, I feel like it sounds like you're scheduling like a meeting, like a job, and it's almost like a chore. Yeah. Like, okay, 7 o'clock, rip off your pants.
It does feel that
and
way.
And I just feel like that would take away from...
The spontaneity?
Like the...
The feeling?
Yeah. Yeah, like
it doesn't.
I would, but as like a woman, I would be like, does he really want to do it or is he just checking it off his list? Like, I feel like it kind of takes away from the passion.
I just feel like it means that you're making it a priority and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard of this. Okay, so does anyone else do this in their marriage, in their relationship? Does it take away from the moments? Has it helped your relationship? 314-531-9890. Does anyone else schedule intimacy? And is this going to completely backfire me on Y98 St. Louis?
Come on. Let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about it. Let's have that conversation. Does anyone else in their relationship have to schedule intimacy, whether you're just busy in terms of life, you're parenting, and you're just exhausting? My wife and I had a conversation about scheduling intimacy, just prioritizing sex or connection or just together in our relationship. 314-531-9898. I felt like it would be weird though to do it and put it on the calendar. I felt weird when we like put it on the calendar. Like that was weird. Like sex.
S-E-X. Pick up the kids from school.
Yeah. Pick the kids from school, do a Zoom meeting.
Right. And sex.
Like, what the hell? And so I was just curious. Hannah was bringing up that, like, you know, like I'm a spontaneous person. I'm a creative person by nature. Like, I do feel like it ruins the spontaneity. Is that going to be true? What are people saying on the text line?
People are saying on the text line, scheduling it helps with anticipation, actually. It's not weird at all. Hmm. I didn't even know people still had unplanned intimacy.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. So they are like neck deep in the scheduling. Yeah.
I've been doing it wrong the entire time. That's why I'm not getting any, guys. I'm doing it wrong. That's the point.
You got to plan it to have it, apparently.
We loved your text message. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Jessica.
Jessica, okay. How do you feel about scheduling intimacy? Have you ever done this before?
Well, we had to schedule it because of fertility reasons.
I was going to bring this up, that people do that. We didn't have to do this when we had kids. How is that experience? Because I've heard a couple sometimes, like when you think you're doing it for fertility reasons, like, oh, you're going to love it, but it can put a lot of pressure on the performance, and I don't need any more pressure.
Well, it just became a chore because you have to schedule based off of your ovulation timing, and you have to do testing strips, and then you have to plan specific days, and then trying to have life on top of it and getting kids to bed, and then it's like super late, and hey, you still have to because of timing, and it loses the intimacy, and it just becomes like, oh, we have to, because if it doesn't happen tonight, then we might lose the chance this month.
Yeah, I think that's one of the hardest things that people are trying to conceive, and that's something that they have to, that weighs heavily on them, and there's so much pressure in those situations. So I'm sorry you had to go through that, because that could be challenging for the relationship.
Yeah, it definitely can, and I think more than anything, it's not even just about the sex. Relationships need to set aside that time for you and your significant other and make it a priority to, even if it's just spending the time together.
That's a really good reminder.
Right.
Thank you so much for the call. That's what AB, I think, was getting at, too, is we are just, it's not really just about scheduling, like, intimacy. It's more about saying, okay, for...
You're a priority.
You're a priority, yes.
Yep.
Dude, Eric, have you ever, can you take it off Bluetooth or speakerphone, Eric? Yep. Okay, Eric.
Dude,
have you ever scheduled intimacy?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no problem with that. You just have to prioritize your relationship and make sure, especially when you have kids, that you do it when you can.
Yeah, which is usually never, like, not much.
Right.
Jamie, even if you don't have kids, you're 25, don't have kids, and you schedule it.
Oh.
Yes, I do, actually.
Is this...
My boyfriend travels for work, and... I mean, even whenever he comes back into town for 2-3 days, I still work, so we have to schedule it.
Is it weird?
Not really. I mean, I think it's more of a, like, anticipation thing, because, like, you know, he is gone, even when he's home, like, he'll be sitting at home while I'm at work, and he's like, I can't wait for you to get home. I can't wait for, you know, you to come home, get off work. We're going to have dinner. We're going to do this and that. And I don't know. It doesn't really take away from anything.
Builds
for
up the spice a little bit?
Not even. I don't know. I think that a sense of anticipation can almost, like, bring more joy to it, just because, like, if you do plan, you can do things that are a little bit out of the box that you can't normally do. So, like, you can prepare for it, you can set things up, you can make it a little bit more special, more magical.
Thank you, Jamie, for all that advice, other than the fact that it's outside the box. Like, guys, I'm just trying to get through, like, I'm right. Just trying to get around the bases.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm not trying to hit, like, grand slams or anything like that.
I love how you get to prepare for it. It's like my wife, she's going to prepare to be disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah. I get to prepare for this guy. All right. Thanks for the help.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
The 2024 NFL season has officially kicked off. Yay. And as excited as normal football fans are, many sports enthusiasts are up in arms about the new season promo video. So I watched it, and it's basically like this hype video that runs through, like, all these, like, big, quick moments in the NFL. It, like, literally, it's like 0.2 seconds per clip of all these different things. And the part that people are throwing a fit over is the fact that Taylor Swift is included in this NFL video. She shows up 5 different times within the 28-second montage, and people are pissed about it.
Okay, get over it, first off. It does feel like a lot, like, no other player's probably getting featured 5 times, but she was the biggest thing that happened in the NFL last year.
Yep, huge draw, especially a lot of families to watch the NFL.
Yeah, you might get mad, but look at the revenue spike in NFL, and then tell me how you feel. I also think it's important to note that other stars were included in this 28-second montage clip that weren't, like, football stars, like Dolly Parton was in this feature as well, and so was Usher. So it wasn't just football players and Taylor Swift, like, she's one of the guys. It was other pop stars were included as well. And I also wanted to note that while we're talking about, like, commercials and promos, Travis Kelce was also included in a new new promotion, and it's a commercial. It's a Pepsi commercial promoting the new Gladiators movie, and I love it. It basically is a spinoff of the old, like, early 2000s Pepsi commercial that had, like, Britney Spears and Beyonce in it.
Yeah.
So Travis Kelce's in the new one, Megan Thee Stallion's in the new one. It is promoting the new Gladiators movie, and I think it's super cute. So one side of it is, you know, people are loving the new Travis Kelce one, and then the other side, people are hating the new Taylor Swift promotion.
Yeah, not really cool. She looked great yesterday. Chiefs get the win, and Taylor looked freaking on fire.
Yeah, that denim on denim fit was awesome.
She looked good, man.
Yeah, I'll repost the NFL clip to see if you guys will get mad about it, and if you don't even comment on it. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. Wow. You say.
All right, what the beep did we say on the Brett Maga Show? Just a reminder, this was Labor Day week, guys. We had the Monday off.
What?
I know, it doesn't feel that way. So what do we say in the show? We take a clip from the show, and we beep out some words, and we see if you can guess what's behind the beep. Got another big adventure, and I'm going to need your advice. Guys, we're going What are we going to go do? We're going to go do beep, beep, beep. What is it? 314-531-9890. What kind of adventure am I taking?
Wow, you say.
Answer's coming your way at 848.
Wow, you say.
What the beep do we say this week? It's Friday, people. We've said some crazy things on the Brett Maga Show this week. But can you figure out what is behind this beep? This is something we actually said on the show. Got another big adventure, and I'm going to need your advice. Guys, we're going What am I going to go do on my big adventure?
Debbie texted in on the text line, and she said, camping by ourselves is what was behind the beeps.
Got another big adventure, and I'm going to need your advice. Guys, we're going full-on camping. Full-on camping, guys.
Full-on camping, yeah.
That's right. Give it to Debbie.
Yeah, give it to Debbie. And guys, why is everyone thinking this is a weird statement? Why are you looking at me like that?
Brett, it's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I can't say it enough.
Guys.
Please don't go. We love you. We want you back.
We want you to come back on Monday.
I'm a camper, guys. Wait till you see me on Monday.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
It's Friday. That's fun. Now let's do a little Fun Fact Friday where it's a fact battle. We'll have our current fact champion, Alex, versus our contender, AB. They will both give facts that we can use this weekend when you're hanging out with your friends and say, hey, that's super interesting. I heard this on the Brad Maggis show. And we'll judge. Hannah will be a judge. Kevin will be a judge. And myself will judge which facts we find more interesting or mind-blowing. Alex is the fact champion. You get to choose if you want to go first or second.
No, I'll go first. Right. You guys like naps.
Right? Oh, love yeah. An app.
I'm voting for Alex.
That's my fact. Now, did you guys know the average worker ant takes 250 naps a day?
Like, I did know this. My son and I looked it up. They sleep for like a blink of an eye or a second. Yeah, they sleep so fast because my son was like, asked a million questions, says everything. He's like, how do ants sleep? And so we Googled it, how do ants sleep? And I learned that fact thanks to my son. So I love that fact. Although I knew it because of my son.
It's a good
I didn't
one.
Like that
it's
we looked it up fact. Together.
Yeah. Ants, like the little black bugs?
Yep.
What other ants would there be?
No, sometimes red.
The ones that are married to your uncle.
Respect. A Kevin came through.
Worker ants. I'm a working ant.
Yeah. All right. Respect.
Okay. So mine is a football fact.
Shut up.
What?
Football started. But I'm actually kind of nervous because the more that I'm looking at this fact and thinking about it, I feel like it might be common football knowledge that I just.
A touchdown is worth 6
know.
Points. An extra point is worth 1.
So I guess I'm just going to say it. There's a difference between college and professional footballs. The balls used in college games have white stripes on each end, which is supposed to make the ball easier to see in flight.
Shut up. Yeah, everyone knows that.
Okay.
I'm voting for AB. I didn't know that.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Identify yourself by slowly waving your arms so it knows you're not prey. Give it a little warning. And no matter what, do not run. They don't
well,
like
running. Right. If I see a freaking bear, I'm running. I'm doing that stick thing and throwing the stick at
you're
that bear.
You're going to be running while hitting the stick.
So I passed. I nailed it. You guys feel good about me?
I lost even more faith. I had no faith, but I have negative faith now in you.
Well, great. So is that it?
No. We've got some extra questions for you.
You have an extra...
Some visual aids to help you. As you camp this weekend.
And if you get these wrong, your whole family could die.
Oh, great.
Camping, let's go camping. Do you want to go camping? Can't wait to go camping. Even if you hate camping, you still got to go camping.
Guys, I'm going to survive. I'm going camping this weekend, and everyone thinks I'm not going to survive. You don't think I'm outdoorsman? I think people look at me and they think, man, where does that guy get his flannel shirts from? That's what they say. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy is like basically Bear Grylls. And so they've had a series of questions for me, which I clearly aced about camping. And now they have a series of visuals. Did you consult your camping experts, Doug and Julie?
The Roy family?
The Roy family?
Yeah, actually, Kevin? I did. You know, and we were going to try to have you build a fire in the studio, but...
You want me to? I can do
it. We honestly really wanted to get a campfire in here, but nobody had flint.
Yep.
I don't need flint. I'll just whip it up right now. Just boom. All of a sudden, fire will just be going.
All right.
Like Tom Hanks.
Show your talents, I guess.
Castaway. Yeah. Like, look, me and Wilson, I have made fire. All right, so what kind of visuals you got for me
Okay,
here?
So go ahead and pick up these pieces of paper.
Okay.
We have got some pictures of some berries and some nuts.
Okay. Thanks for sending me a bunch of pictures of people's nuts.
And you're going to tell me on that first one, A or B, go ahead and describe them. Which one do you think is poisonous and which one will kill you?
A looks like it's a red berry of some sort. And it kind of looks like a olive. And then it's like a smaller orange tomato, like a small baby tomato, but it's an orange color. And it is very obvious that it's A, the olive, because olives are disgusting.
That's going to kill you?
Yeah, duh.
You're right. Hey! That one's going to go ahead and give you seizures.
Yeah, seizures. Yeah. Exactly what I knew. Boom.
Yep.
That one's called a yewberry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Everyone knows that, Hannah. Duh.
All right, Brett, in front of you now, you have two pictures of several nuts.
Thanks, Kevin. All right. Immaturely, chuckle.
Okay. Which of those photos, which of those nuts are safe for you to eat?
So A looks like a small nut, and then it's like there's like a... okay, acorn of round it. And then B almost looks like an almond. And almonds also are disgusting and have no purpose. They are the driest nut in the entire world. So B would probably make my mouth dry. And then I would just need some kind of water of some sort and looks terrible. So no one would eat those nuts. B nuts.
So you would not eat B?
Not B.
Oh, wow. You are correct. And by the way, B are not almonds. A, those are the almonds.
Yeah, those are disgusting too.
B are Brazil nuts. If you eat them, you could have kidney failure and die.
Duh.
Worse than thirst is what you were thinking.
Right.
All right. Last one. You have two pictures of berries. Which one do you think is poisonous?
They look kind of similar. So A looks like a small little blueberry, and then B looks almost like, I would almost describe it as like a grape. Looks like a purple grape of some sort. Mm-hmm. B.
Okay. You chose ivy berries. The other one was pokeweed. Are you confident?
Yes.
After hearing the names? Well, both will kill you.
I almost said that. I almost said you guys were going to try to trick me.
The one that you picked causes nausea, vomiting, and death. And pokeweed, the one that looks like a little blueberry, contains toxic compounds in the roots, leaves, and stems, and 1,000% will kill
you. Guys, I knew that. I almost said that, but I didn't think you guys were clever enough to do that.
Yeah, sure. You know what? A true camper would have known.
Yeah.
Talk to you on Monday. It's going to be great. I'm going camping. I'm going to survive. Wait till you guys see me just living in nature, okay? Follow me on Instagram.
I don't know about that.
All right, guys. I want to know, has anyone had to ever schedule intimacy before? 314-531-9898. If you've ever had to schedule intimacy with your partner, whether you're too busy, you're parenting, you're just juggling so much, and you feel like your relationship's going to the wayside, you're like, we just have to have a conversation about...
come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me.
Let's talk about it. Sometimes you just got to have a conversation about it. So my wife and I had a conversation last week about scheduling intimacy. It's something we never have done before. But I felt like, one, we just realized it's been a while.
Yeah.
Sucks. Yeah, sucks, guys. It's been a while. But I feel like that happens for parents. Like, we have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and putting time together for intimacy or sex or just connecting and a relationship, I feel like it goes to the wayside. Like, I literally sometimes I put my son down to bed, and I'll get out of putting him down, and I feel like I've ran a marathon. I'm like, I'm in pain. Like, I'm sore. I'm like,
my joints hurt.
Yeah, my whole body. I'm like, what have I been through? And I'm just trying to gas up. I have no gas left in the tank. I think we're both just running on empty. And I'm like, there's just no time for us anymore. And so we talked about actually scheduling intimacy for the first time and putting it on the calendar. Like, I felt like, but I felt weird about it. I was like, so tonight, or this day on this calendar, we're going to have sex. Like, that seems weird, right? 314-531-9898. Am I weird? Is that weird?
No, not at all.
Thank God, Kevin. No, I mean, this guy's a sex machine. Yeah. He's got my back.
We joked, though, you know, a couple months back about our, you know, getting a hotel room.
Yeah.
And you knew what that meant for my wife and I, because that's how we have to schedule it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not on the calendar per se, but you kind of find the opportunities. And when you know it's coming up, hopefully nothing ruins that moment, because otherwise you got to wait another month or so for it to happen again.
Wow.
Honestly, that's something that kind of kept happening. Like, we would have like these days where, like, you know, we'd both be giving each other the look like, oh man, something's going to go down tonight. And then like my son wouldn't go down, or the baby would have a tough time. Like, something would always ruin it. And so one of the things we talked about, like, maybe we just say, no, nothing can ruin it tonight. Put it on the calendar. And that felt weird. I don't know if anyone else does this. And is it good thing or a bad thing? Does it help your relationship?
I'm not going to lie, Brett. When you told me about this, I thought you were crazy. I was like, I feel like it sounds like you're scheduling like a meeting, like a job, and it's almost like a chore. Like, okay, 7 o'clock, rip off your pants.
It does feel that
way. And I just feel like that would take away from
the spontaneity.
Like
the feeling.
Yeah, like
it doesn't. I would
But as like a woman, I would be like, does he really want to do it, or is he just checking it off his list? Like, I feel like it kind of takes away from the passion.
I just feel like it means that you're making it a priority, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, I've never
heard of this.
Okay, so does anyone else do this in their marriage, in their relationship? Does it take away from the moments? Has it helped your relationship? 314-531-9890. Does anyone else schedule intimacy? And is this going to completely backfire me on Y98 St. Louis?
Come on. Let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about it. Let's have that conversation. Does anyone else in their relationship have to schedule intimacy, whether you're just busy in terms of life, you're parenting, and you're just exhausting? My wife and I had a conversation about scheduling intimacy, just prioritizing sex or connection or just together in our relationship. 314-531-9898. I felt like it would be weird though to do it and put it on the calendar. I felt weird when we like put it on the calendar. Like, that was weird. Like, sex.
S-E-X. Pick up the kids from school.
Yeah. Pick the kids from school, do a Zoom meeting.
Right. And sex.
Like, what the hell? And so I was just curious. Hannah was bringing up that, like, you know, like, I'm a spontaneous person. I'm a creative person by nature. Like, I do feel like it ruins the spontaneity. Is that going to be true? What are people saying on the text line?
People are saying on the text line, scheduling it helps with anticipation, actually. It's not weird at all. Hmm. I didn't even know people still had unplanned intimacy.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. So neck deep in the scheduling. Yeah.
I've been doing it wrong the entire time. That's why I'm not getting any, guys. I'm doing it wrong. That's the point.
You got to plan it to have it, apparently.
We loved your text message. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Jessica.
Jessica, okay. How do you feel about scheduling intimacy? Have you ever done this before?
Well, we had to schedule it because of fertility reasons.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to bring this up, that people do that. We didn't have to do this when we had kids. How is that experience? Because I've heard a couple sometimes, like when you think you're doing it for fertility reasons, like, oh, you're going to love it, but it can put a lot of pressure on the performance, and I don't need any more pressure.
Well, it just became a chore because you have to schedule based off of your ovulation timing, and you have to do testing strips, and then you have to plan specific days, and then trying to have life on top of it and getting kids to bed, and then it's like super late, and hey, you still have to because of timing, and it loses the intimacy, and it just becomes like, oh, we have to, because if it doesn't happen tonight, then we might lose the chance this month.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's one of the hardest things that people are trying to conceive, and that's something that they have to, that weighs heavily on them, and there's so much pressure in those situations. So I'm sorry you had to go through that, because that can be challenging for the relationship.
Yeah, it definitely can, and I think more than anything, it's not even just about the sex. Relationships need to set aside that time for you and your significant other and make it a priority to, even if it's just spending the time together.
That's a really good reminder.
Right.
Thank you so much for the call. That's what AB, I think, was getting at, too, is we are just, it's not really just about scheduling, like, intimacy. It's more about saying, okay, for...
You're a priority.
You're a priority, yes.
Yep.
Dude, Eric, have you ever, can you take it off Bluetooth or speakerphone, Eric? Yep. Okay, Eric.
Dude.
Yeah. Dude, have you ever scheduled intimacy?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no problem with that. You just have to prioritize your relationship and
make sure, especially when you have kids, that you do it when you can.
Yeah, which is usually never, like, not much.
Right.
Jamie, even if you don't have kids, you're 25, don't have kids, and you schedule it.
Oh.
Yes, I do, actually.
Is this...
my boyfriend travels for work, and, I mean, even whenever he comes back into town for 2-3 days, I still work, so we have to schedule it.
Is it weird?
Not really. I mean, I think it's more of a, like, anticipation thing, because, like, you know, he is gone. Even when he's home, like, he'll be sitting at home while I'm at work, and he's like, I can't wait for you to get home. I can't wait for, you know, you to come home, get off work. We're going to have dinner. We're going to do this and that. And I don't know. It doesn't really take away from anything.
Builds
for
up the spice a little bit.
Not even. I don't know. I think that a sense of anticipation can almost, like, bring more joy to it, just because, like, if you do plan, you can do things that are a little bit out of the box that you can't normally do. So, like, you can prepare for it. You can set things up. You can make it a little bit more special, more magical.
Thank you, Jamie, for all that advice, other than the fact that it's outside the box. Like, guys, I'm just trying to get through. Like, I'm just trying to get around the bases.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm not trying to hit, like, grand slams or anything like that.
I love how you get to prepare for it. It's like my wife. She's going to prepare to be disappointed.
Yeah. Hey, I get to prepare for this guy. All right. Thanks for the help.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
The 2024 NFL season has officially kicked off. Yay. And as excited as normal football fans are, many sports enthusiasts are up in arms about the new season promo video. So I watched it, and it's basically like this hype video that runs through, like, all these, like, big, quick moments in the NFL. It, like, literally, it's like 0.2 seconds per clip of all these different things. And the part that people are throwing a fit over is the fact that Taylor Swift is included in this NFL video. She shows up 5 different times within the 28-second montage, and people are pissed about it.
Okay, get over it, first off. It does feel like a lot, like, no other player is probably getting featured 5 times, but she was the biggest thing that happened in the NFL last year.
Yep, huge draw, especially huge for a lot of families to watch the NFL.
Yeah, you might get mad, but look at the revenue spike in NFL, and then tell me how you feel. I also think it's important to note that other stars were included in this 28-second montage clip that weren't, like, football stars. Like, Dolly Parton was in this feature as well, and so was Usher. So it wasn't just football players and Taylor Swift, like, she's one of the guys. It was other pop stars were included as well. And I also wanted to note that while we're talking about, like, commercials and promos, Travis Kelce was also included in a new new promotion, and it's a commercial. It's a Pepsi commercial promoting the new Gladiators movie, and I love it. It basically is a spinoff of the old, like, early 2000s Pepsi commercial that had, like, Britney Spears and Beyonce in it. So Travis Kelce's in the new one, Megan Thee Stallion's in the new one. It is promoting the new Gladiators movie, and I think it's super cute. So one side of it is, you know, people are loving the new Travis Kelce one, and then the other side, people are hating the new Taylor Swift promotion.
Yeah, not really cool. She looked great yesterday. Chiefs get the win, and Taylor looked freaking on fire.
Yeah, that denim fit was awesome.
She looked good, man.
Yeah, I'll repost the NFL clip to see if you guys will get mad about it, and if you don't even comment on it. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. Wow.
All right, what the beep did we say on the Brett Magus Show? Just a reminder, this was Labor Day week, guys. We had Monday off.
What?
I know, it doesn't feel that way. So what do we say in the show? We take a clip from the show, and we beep out some words, and we see if you can guess what's behind the beep. Got another big adventure, and I'm going to need your advice. Guys, we're going what are we going to go do? We're going to go do beep, beep, beep. What is it? 314-531-9890. What kind of adventure am I taking?
What you say?
Answer's coming your way at 848.
What you say?
What the beep do we say this week? It's Friday, people. We've said some crazy things on the Brett Magus Show this week. But can you figure out what is behind this beep? This is something we actually said on the show. Got another big adventure, and I'm going to need your advice. Guys, we're going what am I going to go do on my big adventure?
Debbie texted in on the text line, and she said, camping by ourselves is what was behind the beeps.
Got another big adventure, and I'm going to need your advice. Guys, we're going full on camping. Full on camping, guys.
Full on camping. Yeah.
I'd give it to Debbie.
Yeah, give it to Debbie. And guys, why is everyone thinking this is a weird statement? Why are you looking at me like that?
Brett, it's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I can't say it enough.
Guys.
Please don't go. We love you. We want you back.
We want you to come back on Monday.
I'm a camper, guys. Wait till you see me on Monday.
Fun facts, baby, fun facts. Fun facts, baby, fun facts Friday.
It's Friday. That's fun. Now let's do a little fun fact Friday where it's a fact battle. We'll have our current fact champion, Alex, versus our contender, AB. They will both give facts that we can use this weekend when you're hanging out with your friends and say, hey, that's super interesting. I heard this on the Brett Magus show. And we'll judge. Hannah will be a judge. Kevin will be a judge. And myself will judge which facts we find more interesting or mind-blowing. Alex is the fact champion. You get to choose if you want to go first or second.
No, I'll go first.
All right.
You guys like naps.
Right. Oh,
love
yeah.
An app.
I'm voting for Alex.
That's my fact. Now, did you guys know the average worker ant takes 250 naps a day?
Like, I did know this. My son and I looked it up. They sleep for like a blink of an eye or a second.
A minute,
because
yep.
Yeah, they sleep so fast because my son was like, asked a million questions. Everything. He's like, how do ants sleep? And so we Googled it, how do ants sleep? And I learned that fact thanks to my son. So I love that fact. Although I knew it because of my son.
It's a good
I didn't
one.
Like that
it's
we looked it up fact. Together. Yeah.
Ants,
yeah.
Like the little black bugs?
Yep.
What
yep.
Other ants would there be?
They're no, sometimes red.
The ones that are married to your uncle.
Respect. A Kevin came through.
Worker ants. I'm a working ant.
Yeah. All right. Respect.
Okay. So mine is a football fact.
Shut up.
What?
Football started. But I'm actually kind of nervous because the more that I'm looking at this fact and thinking about it, I feel like it might be common football knowledge that I just.
A touchdown is worth 6 points. An extra point is worth one.
So I guess I'm just going to say it. There's a difference between college and professional footballs. The balls used in college games have white stripes on each end, which is supposed to make the ball easier to see in flight.
Shut up. Yeah, everyone knows that.
Okay.
I'm voting for AB. I didn't know that.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, you wow. Working ants.
I think that's cool.
I also would like to say I went through like 80 football fun facts and they were all so boring.
Oh my God. And that's the one you ended on.
That's the one I had to
I'm
go with.
I'm sorry that you wasted your time.
I learned that.
Alex, for the point.
Thank you.
And fact and something I did with my son and looked up.
I don't even believe that you and your son looked that up.
We did it.
What?
Yeah. who would use that realistic. As a flex? Yeah, I know that. I looked up ant sleeping habits, you know, before.
This is tough, and I'll tell
what
you
mean
why.
It's tough,
it's
Kevin.
Tough because I did know AB's fact.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, everyone on the planet knows it.
And also,
I didn't.
College footballs are bigger than professional footballs, correct? Am I wrong in that?
They're a different shape.
Okay.
So like yeah,
okay,
so
fact going along with AB's fact.
So they're a different shape. The grip is harder for a professional football. They say because they're a little bit slicker.
Okay. You seem really unless, interested in my
unless
fact.
Unless you're Tom Brady, you need to deflate the balls, buddy.
Right. All right, but I'm still voting for Alex.
Thank you.
Because naps,
you.
I didn't know that about ants. I thought that was really interesting. They sleep like that, similar to Hannah, a working ant.
Yeah.
That's our fun fact Friday for you. Alex remains the champ.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fun facts, baby. Fun facts. Fun facts. Baby,
season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.